Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. And believe it or not, we're at the last segment of the day of the Christina Liu show, which is the high point of everybody, especially when it's a sunny day.
It really coincides with the theme. You know, I like that.
Guess what? If you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine.
That's right.
I remember.
Good quote, my friend.
So let's go back to Christina. We'll do a little something about what's going on around town.
Absolutely. So we have, I cannot believe we are in mid-May, which means Memorial Day is coming up, which is why we talked about ketchup for, a good 5 minutes, earlier in the show. But the town is doing a drive-in fireworks extravaganza over at North Hempstead Beach Park. So that's going to be on Saturday, May 29th at 9 p.m. The event itself is free. However, there's a parking fee of $10 per car, but it's cash only. So if you are attending, you need to have $10 in cash.
Okay.
So that's the gates to the park open at 5:30 p.m. And it's really first come, first serve. And there will be a cutoff because they want to maintain social distancing. So the capacity is limited. I want to just encourage people to check it out. I think it's great for the family. You have to remain in your vehicle unless you go to the bathroom. And if you have to get out, you need to wear a mask, obviously. So that's just the rules over there. But that is Saturday, May 29th at 9 p.m., the drive-through fireworks. And I have to say, the new world of fireworks is so high-tech because it's like synced with music now. I mean, it's really... it's come a long way than just like the loud, banging sound. There's a whole kind of process now. So I think it's really cool that the town is doing that. So that is Saturday, May 29th.
Just a quick one, Christina. I sent a video to Supervisor Bosworth of my six-year-old granddaughter. She went to the fireworks last year, whatever fireworks it was. Maybe they did something on Labor Day. I don't remember.
Yeah, there was some kind of drone thing I think they were doing.
They had the sunroof open and she's up there and she's just as cute as can be. And she looks down at her parents. And this is just so amazing. I sent that off to Judy.
Oh, it's so cute. I love it.
They are. The stuff is getting more and more advanced.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's certainly come a long way from when I was a kid, and you would just hear like the loud random bangs, and if something was pretty, it was exciting,
Look amazing. How about a drone on Mars that we see in a picture clear over 1 million miles away?
Yeah, I know.
That's unbelievable to
it
me.
Really
unbelievable.
Very Jetsons, very futuristic. So I think that's a great thing that North Hempstead is doing. And then what I also love that they're doing this year, and this is perfect if you have grandkids or your kids or whoever is watching this show, it's called Plant It Forward Craft. The Not in Our Town initiative, which the North Hempstead has been a part of for very long, is encouraging residents to be upstanders and spread messages of unity and inclusiveness for all. So they are offering this year, which is very exciting, in-person and virtual workshops. This is for kids between the ages of 5 and 12. And it's about decorating kindness rocks. Clearly, I love the concept. I mean, this has my name all over it. I love this whole idea. I think it was such a positive thing. So the in-person workshops have limited spots. You must pre-register for them. The first one is May 21st. There's two different ones that day. And that's at Clark Botanic Garden. And then at Martin Bunker Reed Park in Westbury is on May 27th. So you can call 311 if you're interested in that. Or if you would like to do it virtually, you are able to actually pick up the craft between May 24th and May 28th over at the Yes We Can Community Center or at Tully Park in New Hyde Park. So just call 311 to reserve your package and then it'll be ready for you. So I think it's really nice that, and it's a fun craft, plus it's a positive message. So I'm really excited to see how these all turn out. So that is another great thing North Hempstead is doing. Also, I want to remind people that May is Older Americans Month. So I just want to give a special shout out to all of our seniors and especially our Project Independence members who are just amazing. And this year's theme is Communities of Strength, which I think has really is a perfect theme for the, you know, year and this year that we've been in, because it's really all about kind of coming together and getting through these crazy times all together. So shout out to all of our fabulous seniors who are really making a difference in our communities. Project Independence has so many virtual programs still happening. So if you are interested in any kind of social group, or we have a current events group, we have our knitting group. There's so many different programs going on, which I could talk about all day long. You can just call 311 or 869-6311 for information on that. The North Hempstead also has a summer concert coming up on May 23rd, which is a classic rock and dance group over at North Hempstead Beach Park. That's a drive-in concert. So you are able to sit in your vehicle for that one. The next concert by Candlelight is on May 27th at 7:30 p.m., which is over at Clark Botanic Garden, which is Harper's Ferry, which is an Irish folk band. So there is quite a lot going on over in
Concert by Candlelight.
So the concerts by Candlelight, because it's at nighttime, you know, it's 7:30. It's a first come, first serve basis. You are actually able to not be in your car at that time. But you have a kind of designated seating circle. So you remain in your seating circle for that. So the space is definitely more limited there because they want to, you know, have the social distancing guidelines enacted. So that is a really nice kind of thing. And I love that North Hempstead gives all a bunch of different options. So based on what you're comfortable with or your family is, you certainly have a bunch of different options or opportunities for that.
Bring your own seat, I assume?
Yes. Yep. You bring your own seat. Yep.
Right. Okay.
I also want to encourage people that if you are homebound or you know someone that is homebound, Nassau County has launched their vaccine hotline for these homebound residents if you need a vaccine. So you can call 516-227-9590. Once again, that's 516-227-9590 between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4:45 p.m. So I just want to everyone to be clued in that. I know it's very hard to take in all this information at once because it's rapidly changing. Things are always being added. I can barely keep up with what goes on. So I just always tell people you could always call 311 for information on any of the programs going on in North Hempstead. Or even if you're interested in the guests, you know, that we have on the show and you want to be connected to them or get more information. You know, John had mentioned that if you're watching this on TV, it's wonderful because I send Dan all the website info and phone numbers and helpful stuff that goes on. So you could see that at the end of the program to get that information. Or if you miss it, you just call 311 and ask for me and I will make sure you get that info. So, and I also I just want to remind people a plug for the email newsletter, because that really has all of this wonderful information on all of our programs in one place. I send it out every month. So if you want to be added to that, please call 311 or 869-6311. And I will make sure you are on that distribution list because all of this information is, it's all condensed in there. So it's really wonderful. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to throw in the confusion that's going to start now with mask or without mask.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So outdoors now, are people going to stay in their designated area at this Candlelight thing? If, you know, my wife last night, she was like, hey, how do you know if people have been vaccinated? You know, we only have, I think it's less than half the country vaccinated. So like she was going shopping tonight after work. She says, I'm having a mask on. I don't care. I don't care what everybody else does.
And that's the bottom line. And I think that, this can go, it gives me a headache to even begin to think about this topic, but it's really like something you have to do in your comfortability. And I think especially in North Hempstead, I know that the federal guidance, but I think North Hempstead is going to remain, you know, kind of strict with, you know, strict for a lack of better words, but, you know, maintain these kind of rules and things, because the states and the counties can kind of change, you know, alter what's comfortable for them. So we'll see how this unfolds. Like I said, it's every day is a new thing. And it really, I'm not even joking when I say it gives me a headache.
Well, I think it's now just a wide open, like the OK Corral, if you will.
So that's what you have to,
like, I think people will go to the supermarket without masks and with masks.
And I feel like all we can do is what we're most comfortable in. I'm going to still be wearing a mask in those situations, you know, regardless of situation. So everyone to each his own. Just please be safe, I think, is really, you know, and we hope that people kind of operate on the honor system and remain, you know, safe, obviously. So that's all we want, because we just want to get over this. I just want to get through it and never hear about COVID again. So when that day comes, I will real be happy about the whole thing. So it's kind of exhausting, frankly. But we also have really other great programs, not just in Project Independence. So there's all kinds of STOP programs and recycling programs. So North Hempstead is not slowing down for the summer. There really is just great stuff going on. So please you could check. There's such great stuff on the website. And like I said, if you don't have access to the website, you just call 311. That's really it.
E-waste tomorrow.
Oh, there you go. See?
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yeah, I did shed the meds last week. That worked out great.
Okay.
Good.
And I do have some e-waste for tomorrow.
Look at him. He's so good. This guy, I swear. You know, I love it. I love that Otto's taking full advantage. But that's what you should do. And he's a prime example of, you know, taking advantage as a taxpayer living in North Hempstead of these wonderful programs that are offered. I mean, they are make your life easier and they really run very smooth, you know. So it's certainly good. And you're doing your part, which is really.
Well, sadly, we don't fix anything electronic. We just throw it out.
Yeah. No, and it's really important, you know, that you can do this. And these things a lot of time can be refurbished in different.
Unfortunately, that's because of the price. It doesn't. Yeah. It's cheaper to buy new. But nevertheless, that could be a whole show. We are out of time for the today. It's been a wonderful, wonderful program as usual. And it seems like we're going into a nice weekend. So everybody be safe. Thank you for listening. And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And we'll be back next Friday. Thank you.
And happy birthday.